Hello, it means hello. Okay. So ventilation. Yeah, long time no see. Anyways, if you'd like to come chat with me, you can go check out the link that I just tweeted out. It'll take you to a waiting room slash my date weekly schedule, where you can use to chat. Hi Rainana, hi Wally, hi Super Dark Aqua, and hello SBZ-san. Oh gosh. Oh, it scared me. Seem to be cutting in and out. Uh-oh. Must be the internet then. I don't know. I don't know. There's nothing else I can do about that, I think. Hi Emerald Ruby, hello. Okay. Anyways, I'm really just gonna take a shower. You went mute for it. Okay, well, I don't know what I can do, so I'm gone again. Oh, okay. It's just internet, probably, then. Nothing I can do about it. Alright, well, I'm literally just gonna shower, so I'm gonna go do that now. こんちゃん、ふにふに来てくれてありがとう。Hello! You're cutting off bad. Okay. I mean, I don't know what to do. Internet. Well, I'm on 4G. I'm on 4G and my Wi-Fi is worse. So, I don't know. I could try starting over. I don't know if it'll make any difference though. Seems good now, okay. Alright, it'll be a short space today. I'm just gonna shower and probably just knock out and sleep because I'm tired today. Okay, anyways. Itadakimasu. I'll see you guys in like 20 minutes ish. BRB. Danne. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, long shot. Was it really long? How long was I in there for? Was I in there for that long? Welcome back, slightly damp. I am drenched. Did you see a 5-minute timer in your shower? What do you mean? Your hair takes forever to dry. There's so much. Minutes. Okay. Oh, bathhouse. Oh yeah, I remember now. I'm surprised that I don't think I got the puzzle correct. So, I don't know. I don't know how I got the good end still. I guess it doesn't matter if you get the puzzle correct or not. So I'm still confused how I got the good ending. How did I get the good ending? I have no idea. I didn't even do the puzzle right. I gave up on it. Because I thought I could just start over. So, I don't know what that was about. But I guess I got the good end, so I guess it doesn't matter. So. Okay. Curious if you get easy pass if you solve the puzzle. Yeah, I don't know. Dude in chat said you got it wrong. The puzzle, right? Yeah, I mean, I figured. I mean, that doesn't look right, and even I know that, and I didn't play the game before. But, like, freeing the dude was the key to getting the good end, it seems. Okay, so I guess it didn't matter if we solved the puzzle right or not. Which is... okay. Why do we have to do the puzzle in the first place, then? I don't understand. Yuda also played this game, right? Did she get the good end? Who else played this game? I heard Fijing's cousin's damn and it bangs. Yes, I love all of his songs. Extra gamer points. Put on my underwear. My new underwear is white. It's a lacy one though. A bit sexy. When are you gonna be in the next game? Like be a contributor or whatever. I need to check their website. See what they're working on next. I would like to donate though if I can. I wonder how much is the top contributor though. Down a little bit. Ooh, gotcha. I'm hot. Did you have a favorite song or do you love them all equally? Please forgive my memory working. From Fujikaze, right? I really like his song Garden. And I also really like Kirari and Kaido. All his major singles are great, but I really like Garden. That one's a really nice song. Hedemone Neo is also. Hedemone Neo. That one's fun too. It's very edgy. It's amazing how he can do like heart wrenching ballads, pop songs, and also edgy, like, semi-rock, electric music. It's amazing. He can do, like, any genre. He can do jazz. It's amazing. He's very talented. And his piano playing is... wow. It's really, really cool. Ah, Atsu, it's hot. I don't want to turn on AC though. My electricity bill was so high this last month because of my AC. Ugh. Okay. I feel like I had something to say. I forgot. I felt like I was gonna say something before I left. なんだっけ? I can't remember anymore. Ikumin Girls. No! Just an extension cord and plug it into your neighbor's butt. Just like the electronic story. Tomorrow be day. No. No. Something else. なんだっけ? You love us? Yes, I love you guys very much. Was it that you remember that we love you a whole lot? I always know. I always know that. なんだっけ? No, I wanted to say share something about my day. I forgot what it was though. なんだっけ? I can't remember. Oh yeah. So, I told you guys how I'm like I'm on meds now. and I was like, I have to take it daily, so I was like, oh, I should get one of those like medicine cases where it like labels the day or whatever, and so I like don't accidentally take like I was paranoid that I would take my pills for that day and then like forget that I already took them and like take them again, so I was like, I want to get a medicine case that has like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and stuff. and I was like, oh God, I feel like such an old person. I was like, oh no, does this like make me officially old, like having a medicine case? I was having that 2 years ago. It really helps. Yeah, it helps though, right? Because like you don't forget that way. You don't forget to take your meds, and also like you don't accidentally take, like, drink them again when you already have. I was like, oh no! Like only I've literally like grew up watching my dad have those medicine cases. So I was like, oh fuck! I guess I can't really say that I'm young anymore. Like next time someone I tries to ID me, I can show them my medicine my case instead. Like I'm old. I have a case, a medicine case. But yeah, I went to Daiso today and I was to buy one. I was like, oh man, like I feel so old. I feel like you're only old depending on the type of medicine. Yes, that's true. That's true. That's totally true. But for some reason, to me, I associate it with like my parents, so I'm just like, oh God. But I went to Daiso and I found a really cute one that's like Sanrio. It has like Hello Kitty and like Cinnamon and all the Sanrio characters on it. I was like, oh, this is so cute. Like it doesn't make me feel old at all. It's almost like a medicine case for kids. Like it's very cute. It was so cute and I was really excited. So I went home and I put my medication in it. It's pink, yes, it's pink. But I put my medication in it and I was like, this is kind of morbid because like Hello Kitty's like on the cover and she's like, have a good day. And then like when I open it up, it's like my fucking antidepressants. I don't know the juxtaposition of like the Sanrio cuteness and the cruel harsh reality of me taking antidepressants was kind of morbid. I don't know. I mean, she Hello Kitty, she really said, have a nice day. You depressed ass bitch, like oh my gosh. But anyways, it's now, it's fine. It's fine. I'll at least I'm taking steps to make sure I'm taking the right dosage and stuff. Hello Kitty says to take your antidepressants. But yeah. The thing with
I don't know. I feel like I think it's you know, like some people take medication for pain or like certain like more physical conditions and stuff, right? So for a lot of people, like when they take medication or they forget to take their medication, they kind of like forget or they notice, you know, they like don't forget, they notice. Like when the effect wears off or, you know, they take too much and stuff. But like for like antidepressants, it's like it kind of depends on how you're doing that day. So I feel like you would just forget if you forget, you know. I don't know if I'm making any sense. So this is fine. How are they working well? Any side effects? Side effects. It makes me sleepy. It makes me very sleepy, actually. Actually, like, took a power nap, like, right before stream because I couldn't, like, stay awake. And then yesterday I woke up. That's another thing. I always wake up really early in the morning, no matter what time I sleep, so maybe I'm a little more like light sensitive. I'm not really sure. Are you sleeping better? The thing is, like, I can't sleep when I want to, though. I just get sleepy randomly. And then once I fall asleep, I sleep for a really long time. So I don't know. My sleep schedule is like, I don't know what the heck is happening. I don't know what the heck is happening. Makes me feel very drowsy. Side effects become less pronounced as you get used to the medicine. Me too. It definitely also makes me a little nauseous, but my doctor already gave me prescribed like anti-nauseating medicine to combat that, so that's been helping a lot. Ever tried those sleeping teas? Those never really worked for me. I think melatonin worked really well for me at some point, but I think maybe I took it too much because the effect kind of wore off. But yeah, it's okay. As long as I'm getting enough sleep, my priority is that I get sleep at all. My schedule, I'll try to fix it over time. Yeah, I also get, like, tingly feelings in my hands sometimes, but that only lasts for, like, 10-20 minutes at most. Yeah, but that's about it. I'm sleepy, I get sleepy, I get tingles, and I get a little nauseous. But that's about it for now. I feel like it is working, though. I feel like I'm a lot more of myself now. I'm not, like, I mean, I think you guys can kind of tell, also. Takahime, just count the buckets walking by 101, one by one. Nothing too serious? Yeah. Nothing too serious. I like your hands. Feel asleep? Kind of. But I feel a lot more, like, I'm not, like, stuck in bed. I'm actually, like, on top of work again. I went out twice today to, you know, one time. One time to get the medicine case, and then another to get kitchen towels. I also went to the bank and stuff. I do feel much better. I think they're really helping. And I'm not very anxious anymore, so. Oh boy. What else was I going to say? What else was I going to say? I had something else to share. It's good to hear you, man. When you said last time, I pretty much broke down sad. Oh no, I'm sorry if my, like, conversations like these can be triggering. Have you ever skipped class while you was in college? Yes. I don't think there was ever a week where I didn't skip a single class. but also, like, my college was, like, I wouldn't say it was, like, not a good college, but, like, we had, like, good programs, and I was in one of those really good programs. But the teachers are like very lax, so I skipped a lot of classes in college. I'm surprised I graduated, actually. Kimi doing good makes me feel good too. I feel pumped to go to work tomorrow. That's good to hear. Arigato. I was just sad you were sad. I wanted you to be happy. Well, I'm doing much better. And yes, I strive to be happy so you guys can be happy too. Oh, Hime back girl for school. I was never a good student. There was this one morning class that I took. It was like 8 a.m. in the morning or something. And like, I lived in a dorm, so it was very close to me. Like, I could get there, but like, I don't want to wake up at 8 in the morning. But like, the thing is, all the lectures are at 8 in the morning, but all the tests were online. And you just had to like take it before a certain time. So I literally like only went to this lecture like 2 or 3 times the whole semester. And then my friend and I took the test together. And I passed. So, I mean, because like when the test is online and you just take it at home, you can just look up the answers. So it's like, what's the point, you know? So my friend and I just looked up the answers together and we both passed with like B+ or something. Having an 8 a.m. and it's the worst. My class, after that, doesn't start until 7 p.m. Oh my god, you're stuck in class forever. It's not cheating if you don't get caught. Exactly. Yeah, I've like paid someone to write my essay for me once or twice. I mean, because my major was very, like, essay-driven, so I wrote so many essays, like, I had to write, like, at least 5 essays per week for, like, 4 or 5 years, so, yeah. B+ isn't a pass, you did a great, what do you mean? What do you mean B+ isn't a pass? It's, as long as you get, like a C. C-, that's still a pass, right? I'm glad Kosu is not here. What else did you flunk, Hime? Wait, what do you mean flunk? I didn't flunk anything. I didn't flunk anything. What I did flunk is I didn't flunk anything in college. But I did flunk algebra and chemistry in high school. But I completely blame, I mean, I suck at those subjects, but I also kind of blamed the teachers because they were so mean. And then every time I took another class of a different teacher, I did just fine. So, I mean, not amazing, but I passed. Pass is like C+. I'm saying you did super well. Okay. I see. So you did ditch, yeah, I mean, I ditched classes. I would definitely not hide that. I flunked the math classes because I couldn't keep up. I was like, nope, I should have pulled out of class earlier. Yeah, I mean, in high school, we don't really get that, like, option, I guess, to just, like, pull out of class or whatever. But yeah, I hated going to school. My chemistry teachers never taught anything. They just read the book and told us to go to work. Yeah. I hate when teachers just, like, tell you to read the book, because then it's like, why am I here? Like, I could read the book at home if that's all you're gonna do, you know. I also really hated when the math teacher was like, okay, your homework is to solve problems 1 through 3, and you're like, oh my god, yay, only 3 problems, but then it's like 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. Oh my god, I like wanted to cry every time they would do that. Did you hist read the back or what? Did you hist read the back or what? I flunked sport all the time because they wanted to play soccer. Well, I didn't know you can flunk sports. I hate it when the books is specialized for this course only costing like $300. Yeah, oh my god. Textbooks are so expensive. Also, I was the only one without a lab partner, so I had to stay late to finish labs. Oh no! Oh no. What kind of question is I hate the most? uh, Yoimiya hissed. Yoimiya hissed. What is going on? I got drink and only you good. I got drink and ditch. This is the sports sometimes. Okay. I'm getting sleepy. Showers make me sleepy. I should just go to sleep today. I guess another side effect I noticed from my new meds is that my appetite is like, it's not like, it's weird. It's not like a loss of appetite. It's kind of like, I can't really, like, I'm like neither hungry nor full. I'm just like in a constant state of like, eh. So it's like, if I like wanted to eat something, I totally could. And if I don't want to eat something, I don't need to. So it's weird. But I do notice that I get full faster than usual. He got drunk and ditched sports sometimes. Oh, I see. Oh, I forgot you can drink when you're in high school in Europe. I'm switching between two phones because it keeps kicking me out of the space. Oh no. Guess I'm sleeping a regular time, yes. He's really drunk now too. Kuchisabishi moment, yes. I always thought kuchisabishi sounds like a really like super like it. It's like you feel neutral. I had to force myself to eat during those times. Yeah. Eat something that, well, I mean, I don't think I'm hungry right now, but also like, I don't know. It's like weird. I feel like I'm in a constant state of limbo. And like, I kind of almost want to eat just so I can feel full, feel something. But also, like, I don't want to eat because I can't really, I don't think I'm hungry, you know. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's a very weird, weird feeling. Yeah, my mouth is lonely. That's like, that sounds like a beginning of a porno. I know that limbo is pain. Yeah. Anyways, at least I'm glad it seems like my condition is getting better. I hope I don't have to be on these meds forever. I'm just doing a trial for like 2 weeks, so we'll see how I feel in 2 weeks. Yeah. Trey's candy sold out for me. Oh, maybe I should get some, like, gum or something. Like, sugar-free gum. Oh, I did notice that, I can't eat sugary stuff, as much. Like, I love sweets. I've never, like, been super into sweets. Like, you know, like, I like sweet stuff, but on, like, in moderation. But after I started taking medication, it's, like, even more. Like, I can only eat, like, one bite, and that's it. Like, anything sweet is too much. No sugar stuff for now. Yeah, hurts your tummy? No, it doesn't hurt my tummy. It's just, I don't like it. I don't like it. It just feels like too much, so. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a good thing because I should cut back on sugar anyways. But, like, even, like, fruits and stuff, I don't, like, enjoy it as much. Number pancakes, I mean, I almost never eat pancakes to start with, so it's fine, but. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I can't tell if that's, like, a side effect or it's just my preferences changing over time. Not really sure. I mean, dark chocolate though. Oh, dark chocolate. I've always been milk chocolate. You're finally recognizing how sweet yourself are, I guess. No, maybe it's because you guys are so sweet. I don't need any more candies in my life. I'll be driving, so I won't be able to talk, but I'll still be hanging out. Have fun. It's okay, Super Dark Line. Aqua, I think I'm gonna wrap up here because it's almost 1 a.m. I think I should try to sleep early today. I mean, 1 a.m. isn't early anymore. But yeah, I do want to sleep as much as I can. Also, I think I have a meeting tomorrow in the morning as well, so I'm gonna go now. But yeah, tomorrow at what p.m.? 1 p.m. JST, 9 p.m. PDT. I'm doing the birthday after party. I'm gonna be playing Super Dark Aqua's game, Kictor's fanfic, and also, Ali Mendel sent me a video, and the other agents sent me a e-card, so I'm gonna be reading that and watching that as well. So yeah, it'll be a fun, chill day. Probably gonna cry, I'm assuming. I miss Ali and Mendel a lot. I haven't talked to them in like almost 2 weeks, so yeah. The art has been uploaded on your B-Day tag. What art? Wait, what art? Have you seen Rainy's art yet? What Rainy's art? Small, you start with a small burn on the tag. Oh, the Ikumin one? I'll check it later. Well, only 143 days until you go live on your super special weekly schedule stream. I'm looking forward to... Oh my. Oh, it's like less than a year, huh? I need to change that someday. Don't spoil it. Wait, what do you mean? Was I tagged in this or something? If I don't, wait, is it under the, if it's under the birthday tag, I'm not going to see it because I'm not checking it anymore. So, can you ask them to, if Rainy made art? Okay, Rainy made art. Okay. I'll go check it. Well, you know what? Why don't I check it tomorrow? Mm-mm. You can just check it tomorrow. Yes, yes. I'll check it tomorrow. Mm-mm. Yeah. Is it in Footy Footy? If it's not in Footy Footy, then I won't see it because I won't get a notification. So, yeah. But it's okay. Now I know, so I'll check it. You don't have to tag me. I'll check it tomorrow. Again. Okay. Was I saying something? What was I saying? I forgot. Just your B-Day tag, no hoodie hoodie. Okay, yeah, I'll be sure to check it. Remind me if I forget tomorrow. Okay. I keep forgetting. I feel like I'm forgetting something. I did update the Ikumin model, by the way. Okay, thank you. Was I doing it wrong? Also, Super Dark Aqua, when you have to put the folder, you have to put a folder in there. You have to like put the texture PNG in a folder within the folder, or else it doesn't work. But yeah, that's an easy fix, so I've just been doing that, but if you, just in case you didn't know. Crying, talking to him, and all the stuff, yeah. Yeah. yeah, I haven't talked to him, and all, or literally anyone in Prism for a while now. Yeah. Hope you dream of Ikumin. I hope you have sweet dreams. Thank you. Oh yeah, that reminds me. One of the side effects, I looked it up from my medication. One of the side effects was weird dreams. And I was like, oh, weird dreams. Kind of looking forward to it, not gonna lie. So I guess we'll see. I mean, we'll see if I get any weird dreams. I don't know. I've never like been on like medication like this before, so this is all very new to me. It'll be the first in a while, I guess. Yes, she will. I mean, I've talked to like staff and stuff for like meetings, but not like agents, so it'll be nice to talk to Rita. Okay. Alright. You can be a weird human. Yep, that's true. Maybe I'll be a netorare pasta boy and yenfei. Oh my goodness. Oh, I haven't played Genshin in a while. I really miss it. I'm excited to play Genshin next week. Okay, anyways, otsuhiri, you guys. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me and taking a shower with me. And otsu bathhouse. I'm glad we were able to finish it pretty quickly and I even got the good end, so that was fun. I will see you guys tomorrow for the birthday after party. Thank you guys again for coming. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm going to mute the mic for about 20 seconds as there is lag, but I will end right after. Please have a good rest of your day, everyone. I love you guys more. Good night. Oyasuminasai. Bye-bye.